Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Government victory in the documents case.
Donald Trump's team was off base.
January 6th and a Supreme Court justice wife.
Ginny Thomas will submit to a voluntary interview.
Punched at 30,000 feet. Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The Justice Department got news it had hoped for late last night in its investigation into documents marked as classified that were seized from Mar-a-Lago. A federal appeals court has overturned a lower court ruling allowing the investigation of those files to resume. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The ruling is a win for federal prosecutors and a rejection of Trump's argument that he might be able to assert some sort of privilege over about 100 documents seized from Mar-a-Lago marked classified. The three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit says it, quote, cannot discern why the former president would have an individual interest in or need for any of the papers marked secret. Allowing the special master and Trump's lawyers to review them now would, in the words of the appeals court, cause irreparable harm to the government.
The Trump legal team could appeal, but former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson doubts it would be worthwhile.
I find it highly unlikely that the Supreme Court, even with its majority of conservative justices, would actually take this case and overrule this ruling.
Former President Trump is defending those documents at the heart of the case. He tells Fox,
if you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it, because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it. And there doesn't have to be a process.
Mr. Trump says a new lawsuit brought by New York State's attorney general is a witch hunt. Letitia James alleges more than a decade of fraud in the Trump Organization, and she's challenging the Manhattan District Attorney to take the next step. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
It's saying, I'm giving you 222 pages. I'm giving you a roadmap, a template of all the criminal action that my office believes that the Trump Organization and the Trumps have done. So I dare you not to prosecute.
James claims the ex-president and his three eldest children vastly overestimated his wealth to get loans and cut deals. January 6th investigators will be hearing from an ardent Trump supporter. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has details from Capitol Hill.
Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, will submit to a voluntary interview with the House Select January 6th committee. That's according to her attorney speaking with CBS News. The committee has wanted to speak to her about text messages she sent to then-Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows about the 2020 election. Meanwhile, the committee announced its next public hearing, set for next Wednesday afternoon in Washington.
With Russian troops under siege in eastern Ukraine, separatists have released two American military vets captured more than 3 months ago while they fought alongside Ukrainian forces. Andy Nguyen and Alex Drewke are both from Alabama. Drewke's aunt is giving thanks.
We are so grateful to the Ukrainian government for taking up their cause and treating them like one of their own. And we pray for all of the Ukrainian POWs.
Correspondent Deborah Pata is in Kharkiv with more on Ukraine's gains.
Russia's Minister of Defense said nearly 6,000 of their soldiers have been killed. But according to estimates from the U.S., Russian casualties are closer to 80,000. But it's not going down well at home. Resistance has sparked demonstrations in several cities, including Moscow and St. Petersburg. Over 1,200 protesters have been arrested.
One-way flights out of Russia have been selling out as people try to flee the country.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A hefty catch for law enforcement. A man behind one of the biggest bribery scandals in U.S. military history was arrested overnight in South America. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
He's a Malaysian former defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, and he was arrested in Venezuela as he was about to board a plane for Cuba. Leonard Francis was under home arrest in San Diego when he cut off his GPS ankle bracelet and escaped earlier this month. That prompted an international manhunt. He was awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to bribing Navy officials with prostitutes, among other things, in exchange for lucrative port contracts in Asia.
At least one person has been killed in Mexico City in a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake that shook up the state of Michoacan this morning. President López Obrador says it was a strong aftershock from Monday's 7.6 earthquake. Two people were killed in Monday's earthquake. The FBI is investigating after a fight broke out on an American Airlines flight from Mexico to L.A.
What are you doing?
A passenger caught on camera rushing and punching a flight attendant in the back of the head. The man was arrested when the plane landed. American Airlines has banned him for life. Officials in Australia are trying to find out why about 200 whales got stranded on a beach, most dying on the sand. Reporter Scott Maiman has details from Canberra.
Rescuers tried in vain to save the beached whales that came ashore at Ocean Beach in Tasmania. For more than 24 hours, crews tried to return about 200 mammals back into the water, but only a handful could be saved. Authorities describing the scene at the beach as shocking, and no one can say why the whales beached themselves.
The FDA has issued a warning months after a stomach-turning video challenge began flooding social media. It's called NyQuil Chicken.
You never want to let it sit there and sizzle for about, 5 to 30 minutes. Oh, sometimes this steam really makes you sleepy.
The FDA says the challenge may sound silly and unappetizing, but warns it could also be unsafe. Procter & Gamble, which makes the cold medicine, says it does not endorse the dish. At New York's Madison Square Garden last night, Harry Styles fans went wild during the encore of his 15th and final consecutive show. That's a record at the venue. The singer surprised when he was presented with his own banner hanging in the garden's rafters.
To all of you who bought a ticket, thank you so, so much for your support.
Only two other artists have gotten banners, Billy Joel and the band Fish.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A little boy is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after police say a relative pushed him into Lake Michigan.
A 3-year-old boy struggled for 20 minutes before being pulled out. The boy's aunt is now charged with pushing him in near Chicago's Navy Pier. It was witnesses who called police, as they say the aunt just stood there staring. Ashton King told an officer,
I said, she was the only one here when we got here. She's just been acting off, weird. Something is not right.
Prosecutors say Victoria Moreno is charged with taking the child from the family's Des Plaines, Illinois home without telling anyone. She's charged with attempted first-degree murder and aggravated battery to a child. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
In North Carolina, the 21-year-old sports director at Appalachian State Radio is a campus sensation after a live call during a Mountaineers game.
Holy mother meatballs! It's a touchdown!
Jeffrey Marson says he was trying hard not to use another four-letter word. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.